Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, how about Baker Mayfield going toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes the other night? I mean, again, this is the problem with the leadership of the Cleveland Browns, is they couldn't mature that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Were we worried about the maturity? The maturity of trying to play through an injury, the maturity of saying, oh, you wanted to go talk to somebody, you wanted to go to the prom with somebody else, and we've been dating for a while, so we're broken up now. I mean, let's be honest. That's what the end of the Baker Mayfield era was.
I'm talking beforehand that led them to go after Deshaun. What led them to go after Deshaun was his immaturity.
You would know better than I would, so I'm not going to debate this with you. But to me,
pushed them into the arms of Deshaun. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but why? Like,
he gave them reason to look elsewhere.
Isn't the general manager's job to try to make this team better at all costs? And if he thought that he could bring in an upgraded quarterback, that's why they looked at Deshaun Watson? Don't you think that's the original reason? Or are you saying that maturity issues for Baker were the reason they wanted to look in the first place?
Maturity issues with Baker were the reason they wanted to look in the first place.
And overlook the fact that they were like 3 yards away from the AFC championship?
Huh? Yeah.
So what did we learn about the organization at that point?
Their processes stink. Their processes don't yield results. Like, and this is my biggest argument against Paul DePodesta right now, Andy, and why I'm just so incensed that the guy is even employed. And I think it's really condescending and disrespectful to the fans that the organization refuses to tell us what the F he does for them. Because I am setting aside the rebuild, the 1-31. Paul was hired in January of 2016. The 1-31, getting the two back-to-back first round or first overall picks in the first round, all by design. So I'm setting that aside, okay?
Okay.
But since then, they're 52-55-1 using Paul DePodesta's strategies, okay? Now, if you want to include 1-31, they're 53-86-1. His strategies suck because the results on the field suck. Like, they have to make material changes to how they operate, how they collaborate, the decision-making processes. Like, they made a panic move to get Deshaun Watson. They fully guaranteed a contract. And gave a record-breaking contract to a guy who now can no longer play. He's not even average. Baker's tearing it up in Tampa, throwing touchdowns left and right. You've got backup quarterbacks throwing for 300 yards. Deshaun can't throw for two. And they went through a decision-making process here to choose Deshaun. right?
Right. Hang on. I want to go back a little bit into the history of that. I also want to take us a little bit deeper into Andrew Berry's press conference today, because what he talked about, what he didn't talk about, and where we are at the bye week. So we'll do all that when we come back here. It's always game day in Cleveland. It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Darryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. We are brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. All right. So, Darryl, when we last left off, I think people, while Andrew Berry didn't want to go backwards in today's press conference, I think people want to just kind of point the finger and say, why is Deshaun Watson here? Why was he here? What happened? And I, you know, we've talked about it for years, but I think people right now are just to the point where why, and then why are we continuing on this way?
Well, there needs to be accountability, because this is a decision that is going to prevent them from being good for a couple of years. Like they are jammed up with the salary cap. So the roster flexibility no longer exists. And it has completely torpedoed what was supposed to be their, you know, window of contention. The pain of going 1-31 got you one playoff win and two trips to the playoffs. That's completely unacceptable. That's not how this was supposed to work. And now you have a once in a generation talent in Myles Garrett, and you're basically flushing his career down the drain. You flush Joe Thomas's career down the drain. You flush Josh Cribb's career down the drain. You flush Nick Chubb's career down the drain. How many more careers do you have to flush down the drain here? You flush Joe Hayden's career down the drain. Like, you've had good players come through here. And they're about to flush this window down the drain, because they're going to have to go through a reset. And you ran it back. They made this calculated decision that the team was good enough last year, right? And Sean was the missing piece. And okay, so they bring in Jerry Jeudy and sprinkle in another draft class, Rodney McLeod and, some, 1 year contract free agents and stuff like that. But they ran it back. They said, hey, we're set. We're all set. We're good to go. And no, they're not. This team is terrible. They go into this bye week, Andy, tied for the worst record in the NFL at 2-7. They're eons away from contention now, right?
Right.
So, and they just walk around with this arrogance that they're superior and smarter than all of us. When right now I think they're dumb as a box of rocks. And you got the Mr. Ivy League that nobody knows what the F he does for the Cleveland Browns, Paul D. But that's the pulling the strings in the background. And since he got here, by the way, he was the architect of 1-31. How did you enjoy that, Browns fans? Okay. He was the architect of 1-31, and now he's the architect of this. Again, setting aside 1-31, Paul DePodesta has produced 52, 55, in one. That's what his strategies produce for the Cleveland Browns. They're paying this guy millions of dollars to produce below 500 results. Think about that.
So will he be the guy that ultimately pays the price here? Will they be able to look beyond Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski? Because, I mean, you would think that Kevin would be able to hang on for at least one more year, as long as they don't, get run rather than running the table. You know what I'm saying? If they get run for the rest of the season and don't win another game, then I don't know how 2-15 keeps your job. I don't care who you are. But, I at the end of this, who's going to pay the price? And is it Paul DePodesta? And didn't Jimmy Haslam kind of allude to that in Greenbrier, that he was done?
I mean, from what I've heard, that Paul DePodesta is so insulated, he's untouchable. That's how it's been described to me.
But wasn't something said at Greenbrier?
Yeah, it was. And again, no one wants to answer questions about it. And that's what's frustrating about the situation. But here's what I'm going to say about the Cleveland Browns. And I want to say this the right way. Browns fans, you have no hope whatsoever of this team ever accomplishing anything so long as the current management style and structure remains in play.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is flawed beyond belief. The decision-making process is flawed beyond belief. It's what led you to Deshaun Watson and the contract that Deshaun Watson got. And so as long as this continues, and it's been the same for 12 years, this franchise is dead in the water. You may get the occasional playoff season, which is what we got. We got 2 in 4 years, okay? That's the exception to the rule. As long as the management structure, the management style, the decision-making processes, as long as that all stays status quo, regardless of who the GM is, regardless of who the coach is, nothing's going to change. The results are not going to change. The draft picks are not going to get better. The free agent selections are not going to get better. The trades are not going to get better. Like, that's just the reality, Andy.
So how do you fix it? Because the one thing that we have noticed since the Haslams have taken over the team is they seem to have a lot more patience with the head coach and general manager. I mean, when they first got here, it was, you're done.
Well, they had a lot of patience with the coach and the GM because the first year the coach and the GM were here, they went 11-5 and made the playoffs and were two or three plays away from the AFC championship game, right?
Right.
Then Baker got hurt. Okay, now we got to transition to a new quarterback. Okay, well, now the quarterback we just gave the farm for and, you know, he's not even allowed to play for 11 weeks. So, okay, well, this season's flushed. We accept that. Okay, well, now the quarterback we gave the foot, now he's hurt. Okay, yeah, so now caught some lightning in the bottle and somehow found Joe Flacco and made the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, hey, look at us. We got it. Roster set. We're going to run it back. Deshaun's healthy. We're good to go. And now Deshaun can't play anymore, and the roster isn't performing, and they're the worst team in the NFL again. So how much patience do you think there's going to be now?
I'm not surprised by anything that happens moves forward. I just fix it. I mean, it's easy to sit here and say, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. How does it get fixed?
I just told you. They have to change the way they do things.
But in what respect? Like, tell me one thing you want to see get changed.
Ownership needs to disappear from any and all decision-making process related to everything and anything outside of the scope of football. Like, they need to, unless it's payroll related, okay? Okay, yes, sign off. We're going to give out a big contract here. Sign off, fine. But as far as being involved in any football decision, absolutely not. Focus on building the dome. Focus on building up Berea. Focus on logos and color schemes and uniforms and all that stuff. Marketing, promotions, sales, fine. Leave the football to football.
So the Browns had an owner that did that, and everyone didn't like him. Randy Lerner didn't want to – I thought, you know, Randy Lerner was the perfect owner. He didn't want anything to do with anything.
No, Randy wasn't involved in the business, though. Randy wasn't interested in anything related to the Browns. He wasn't interested in the football. He wasn't interested in the business. That's why – and that honestly, that's the main reason the NFL couldn't wait to get rid of him. Because
Randy, he didn't care about the business part of it.
Randy wasn't interested in the most important aspect of the National Football League, making money. Like, you know what I'm saying? He was legit an absentee owner, and he basically hired Mike Holmgren there at the end to be the de facto owner without being the owner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I always thought that. But the league, like, I'll always say this, like, the biggest mistake there was rather than Randy taking over the team, Norma should have taken over the team.
Yes.
And just the name alone.
Yes.
Because no one would have ever ripped Norma Lerner for owning the team. They just wouldn't have.
Yeah.
They never would. But Randy became a target because he happened to be the guy that was there.
And he kept going through coaches like water.
Yeah.
Throwing mud against the wall, hoping something would stick. I give Randy credit for this. He knew what he did not know.
Right.
The Haslams aren't like that. They think they know everything. And they think they have answers to everything. And it doesn't produce the results that they're looking for.
Hmm.
And that's why they went through that vicious cycle of coaches and GMs and all that. So, again, the only reason they were patient with Stefanski and Barry is because they won right away. And then some mitigating circumstances came up. They won again in spite of mitigating circumstances. But now they're back to square one. And they have a roster that is old, the most expensive in NFL history, with a quarterback who is paid as a top-tier player but functions on the field and is available, never, right? I mean, he's never available. Either he's hurt or he's suspended. Those are the facts. And then when he is available, he sucks. So, I don't know how you get out from under that. And to the Haslam's credit, they did try trusting the football people. They trusted John Dorsey.
Right.
John Dorsey,
who, by the way, brought some pretty good players in here.
He did, but he also brought on Freddie Kitchens. And so then they had to go back to what they do. And this is to your point that you made about Randy Lerner, and it's a fair one. When the Haslam's have trusted people, those people have bit them in the backside and not done their jobs. And that's why they're so intimately involved in everything, because when they have trusted and they've given people the latitude to do what they do, those people haven't done their jobs. So while I'm critical of them being injected into every facet of football operations, I kind of understand why. They feel like they have to micromanage, because every time that they have tried to leave it, you know, whether it was the Joe Banner regime, whether it was the John Dorsey regime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time they've had to inject themselves because, well, folks weren't doing their jobs. So I get it. I understand why they manage the way they do. I just don't agree with it. And I do think that is a major contributing factor to why this franchise has not been able to sustain any modicum of success under their leadership. They want to win. Nobody wants to win more than the Haslams. And if you don't believe that as a fan, then you're just angry for the sake of being angry. They want to win. Absolutely 100% the Haslams want to win. I just honestly believe they have no idea how to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.